Welcome to another Delay episode of SIPFA Speaks. I'm Callahan Hager, and I'll be your host for today's discussion. Today, we're joined by Karen Sanderson and Sam Musoke to talk about the International Financial Reporting for Nonprofit Organizations, or IFR for NPO, project. The project is a joint effort between Humentum, who's leading on the nonprofit and practitioner side of the project, and of course, SIPFA, who's leading on the accounting and technical side of the project. It's an exciting collaboration and will produce the first ever international guidance for financial reporting in the nonprofit sector. Thank you both for being here today. To kick things off, Sam, can you give us an overview of the project, your elevator pitch, so to speak?
Sure. So nonprofit organizations all over the world prepare annual audited accounts or general purpose financial statements, but there's no internationally applicable standard that gives relevant guidance on how to prepare those accounts so that they really give people the useful information they want in a clear and consistent way. And that's a problem because ultimately it puts the sector on a weaker footing and a less professional footing compared with the private and public sectors. And in terms of impact of that, it slows down grant making, it results in costly and duplicative due diligence processes, and it makes NPOs less accountable and transparent. So, in a nutshell, the IFR for NPO is a game-changing project to develop that guidance over a highly ambitious five-year timeframe. So we launched in July 2019. We're now into the first consultation phase, which involves getting input from stakeholders all around the world to get a strong evidence base for the types of specific issues that exist and also the potential solutions that could work. Then the second development phase involves writing the exposure draft guidance and getting feedback on that. And finally, the launch phase is making the last changes and issuing the guidance together with training materials to support its adoption.
So you mentioned that the project launched in July of 2019, but what are some of the latest developments of the project that you're currently working on?
So from a technical point of view, we're really, really engaged in developing a consultation paper ready for launch in January 2021. We've made some great progress in drafting the consultation paper, but there's still some way to go. The consultation paper will have a number of components, the most important of which will be the preface and what we're calling part one and part two. The preface sets out the objectives of the project, what we're trying to solve, the objectives of the consultation paper, and who we'd like to get involved. This is progressing really well, but we'd have a big challenge making sure that we're clear that this is an important document for anyone who's involved in the NPO sector, and getting the language so that it works for everybody is quite difficult. With part one of the consultation paper, we're going to cover things like which types of organisations are NPOs, who's likely to benefit from the guidance, what the guidance is intended to do, and how we're going to develop it. And this is particularly looking at current international accounting standards and how we might use those. We've developed a first draft of this, and we've been taking feedback that we're hoping to complete around the middle of July. Part two is the other significant part that will cover specific NPO accounting issues. We've now produced a first draft paper on each of the issues. That these might not be the issues that get into the guidance at the end of the day, but we have to start developing the material now. And we're now in the process of updating each of these papers to take on board the feedback we've received and to make sure that they align with each other and also with part one of the document. And these will be combined with part one as part of an updated draft that we're busy working on at the moment.
So it sounds like it's well underway.
Absolutely. It definitely is. We've done a lot of work over the last year, and all of the papers that we've produced are available on the IFR for NPO website. People are very, very welcome to have a look, see what they think of them.
That's great. And Sam, kind of from the Humentum point of view, what are the latest developments on your side?
So I'd say there are three things that we've been working on the stakeholder development side. The first is the project website, which I'm really proud of. It's crisp and clean. It's easy to navigate. It was launched in May. What it does is it gives the project an identity beyond the implementing partners, SIPFA and Humentum. And that's really important for the long-term life and sustainability of the guidance and the work that we're trying to do. Then the other aspect within the website, there's an online discussion forum where we have a community of people interested in NPO financial reporting around the world. And they can come together in that online space and have conversations and listen and learn from each other, which we're really excited about. So the second development really has been the recruitment of country champions. We have 14 so far and counting. And they're really there to help us understand the context and the stakeholder needs in those country jurisdictions. And then finally, on the stakeholder engagement side, a few weeks ago, we did a webinar called Discover the Future of Financial Reporting for NPOs, which you can check out on the news page of the website. So I do hope you'll be interested to take a look there and find out a bit more.
And so you recently also had a PAG meeting, I believe it was on the 17th of June, is that right?
That's right. So the PAG stands for the Practitioner Advisory Group. And there are a range of non-profit sector stakeholders from various geographies. So in terms of stakeholders, we have NPOs themselves, obviously, donors or funders. We have auditors and even academic professors specialising in non-profit accounting. We're also proud to have a wonderful diversity with members from Africa and Asia, USA and Europe, as well as Australia and New Zealand. It's a voluntary role, and their role really is to advise the project, each from their own perspectives, both in terms of their stakeholder view and their geography. And they give feedback to us on the technical documents as they're being developed. We want to make sure the framing of the issues and the language being used really resonates widely so that we can maximise the reach.
Karen, since you're SIPA's lead on the project, what are your thoughts on the recent PAG meeting?
I think the first thing I'd say is that we had some really positive feedback from the PAG about the structure of the consultation paper, and they could really see how it was starting to shape up. So that was great to hear that they were recognising what it was going to do and that, you know, they could see what was going to be in it. And we got some really good advice as well about how not to inadvertently exclude groups. And I think I mentioned that's a really big challenge for us because language and words that we use mean different things in different jurisdictions, different cultures. And whilst we might think something is fairly straightforward, someone else can take a completely different meaning to it. And so we want to signpost content and make sure that our language is inclusive as we do that. So I think that's really important for us. We also got input about who might benefit from the guidance. We heard that members think that all entities can benefit from the guidance. That's all NPOs. And whilst we might be targeting particular types of entity, because we think that by looking at particular accounting issues, there are going to be some entities that are going to benefit more than others. We need to make sure that this is not an exclusive club, that everybody can benefit from it. And getting that message across is really an important challenge for us. So it was great to hear their views on that. And I think the final thing I would say is that we kind of heard again about the tensions with large funders who often require their reports on a cash basis and how we should reflect the tensions of that requirement with the fact that we are preparing crawl-based guidance. So this is creating some challenges, but we need to continue to think about how do we reflect that so that people understand the issue, but also recognise where we're going with the crawl-based guidance for general purpose financial reports.
So what's coming up in the next few weeks and months ahead that folks should keep an eye out for? And how can listeners get involved with this international project?
So from August, we're going to be running a series of articles, blog posts and videos on some of the hot topics addressed in the consultation paper. And we'll be encouraging people to engage with those issues and discuss their views in the online forum that I mentioned earlier. Then also from October, we'll be starting to run online country-level awareness events in collaboration with our country champions. And as the dates for those events get locked in, we'll be sharing them on the website and you can get notifications if you're signed up to the newsletter.
Thanks for that, Sam. And Karen, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
So to get involved, please visit the website. It's ifrfornpo.org. And also follow us on social media like LinkedIn and Twitter. That will tell you about all of the events that are coming up. And of course, once the consultation paper is launched next January, please submit your responses to help shape the world's first internationally applicable financial reporting guidance for nonprofit organisations. We really need your feedback to give us a really strong evidence base as we take this project forward.
That's about all we have time for today. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.